Good morning. It is Friday. I can't believe it's March 15th. It is halfway through this month, and that means we are just weeks away from Easter. So crazy. Well, I'm Susan Kent, and this is your wake-up call. Will you join me in our prayer of consecration? Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Give It Away. Hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm chapter 145, verses 3 through 7. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Now consider this. Have you ever withheld your praise? Okay, don't be too quick to answer. Think about it. Have you ever been frustrated or distracted by one thing that you just didn't feel like offering praise? I've witnessed it in others, and I hate to admit it, but I've been guilty of this offense myself. When we're distracted by busyness or the circumstances of our day, we can forget to give our praise to God. Maybe your day has been full and you just didn't get around to thanking God for the new mercies that met you this morning. Or you forgot to thank God for getting you to work safely. Or thank Him for even providing you with work today. Take a moment right now and just thank the Lord for something. You know, in his psalm, David sings his praise to God. But as I read it, he's not alone. There are generations praising God. As I read this psalm, I envision David with a choir representing a whole generation, maybe many generations. They sing of God's glorious splendor. And in response, David meditates on his wonderful work. The generational choir sings of God's power, and David responds back with God's great deeds. It's this beautiful vision of building off of one another, pointing to God's goodness, and anticipating what God will continue to do. You know, there's a lesson in here for us. Maybe two. First, the power of intergenerational worship is beyond imagination. We need to be combining our voices to not only tell of God's mighty acts, but to be praying together for the Spirit's outpouring. We need to be surrendering our praise as an intergenerational choir. Second, let's not withhold our praise of the generations behind us. Now, I want to be kind as I share this because I'm aware of my own shortcomings. But we cannot become a get off my lawn type of person. Do you know what I mean? Instead of waiting for the generations behind us to reach some invisible, you must be this big to participate line, let's surrender our praise for where they are and what the Holy Spirit is doing in their lives right now. You know, we might be surprised to find that God is using them to spread the gospel more than us. Our recognition and praise of the generations behind us will build them up and will make them stronger. You know, there's a story that the people of the Solomon Islands tell. If they want to cut down a tree that seems too difficult, they yell negative things at it and the tree will die and fall to the ground. Well, this story may seem crazy, but if we exchange people for trees, we can see the truth, can't we? Low self-esteem and self-harm are all too common as a result of the negative voices that bombard their hearts. We have the opportunity to call out their best with our gratitude and call out what God is doing. surrendering our thanks has powerful effects on people. As we practice giving away our thanksgiving, it actually does two things. It creates a habit in us, and it raises others up. You know, I have a good friend who might be better than anyone I know in this practice. He always says, when you're given a platform, give it away. In other words, when you have a place of position or opportunity, always be willing to step aside and celebrate someone else. Surrender your praise to them. Now, you may not have a platform, but you have praise that can encourage and raise up those around you. Surrendering your praise and commending the work of God in the life of another is commending the Lord Himself. Let's not be too busy or distracted to pour out our praise to God or others. Let's give it away. And by the way, my friend who's so good at this, it's Mark Swayze. Thanks for being an incredible example for all of us. The prayer. Lord, forgive me for when I have been too busy to give you praise. Wake me each morning with a word of praise on my lips and help me pour out my praise on others for your glory. Amen. The questions. Who can you praise and raise up today? And how do you think this will affect their day? In what ways have you allowed distraction and busyness keep you from thanking God? For The Awakening, I'm Susan Kent. Have a great Friday.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.